Then we got a couple of emails. Actually, we got quite a few, and I'm going to kind of shoot through these in a hurry and just kind of read them and give you some of my reactions to them. First one from Tammy, who is Keegan's mother, and she said, we went for a walk and wanted to talk about this tree in the picture. We thought it was very odd that it still had old berries on it, and we know that there was nothing in the way of new buds. And so I checked out the picture that Tammy sent along, and she was photographing high bush cranberries. And in years where the food supplies are really good, where there's lots of food around, oftentimes the birds won't eat the cranberries. And I think they don't eat the cranberries for the same reason I don't eat the cranberries. They're not very tasty. They're not as good as the low bush cranberries that grow in the bogs. They're bitter, and if you do make, and I know hundreds of you out there are grabbing a jar of cranberry sauce this morning and shaking it at your radio, there's a lot of sugar in there. before you turned those cranberries into something that was edible, you added a lot of sugar. Trust me, they're a pretty sour, bitter berry otherwise. And we had, from our friend Mark. He says, I have a porcupine roaming around the house in the yard for some months, and I just noticed that she is climbing one of my ancient pines, a Scotch pine or something like it, planted in the 60s, that has been chewing the heck out of the bark. In spots, the bark is bare for 2 to 6 feet, and all of the branches, mostly up at the top of the tree. I was looking at some of my other trees along the lakeshore, and few others have the same issue. Will this kill the trees? Do I have to take drastic action, or can it survive? I try to live with the principle that I only kill what I plan to eat. And I heard from an old trapper who is number one on book Eat Like a Wild Man, that porcupine is extremely tasty. Please advise. Mark, the trees, if the porcupine is eaten all the way around the trunk of the tree, everything above that point will be dead. And the tree is going to be set back in a major way, even if it's, you know, if it's only eaten two-thirds of the way around. The only avenue for liquids to get to the top of that tree is that one-third where the bark is not interrupted. I think it's time to find out what porcupine tastes like. Or you can do like I did. I live trapped mine, and then I moved it away from my house to an area where I knew it would be not likely to encounter other human beings except those who might be just wandering through the area. I didn't want to put it where people lived because I didn't want their dogs to run into it. But I didn't want it at my house anymore either because I was afraid that my dog would run into it. I don't know. Porcupines, you know, they're fine when they're out in the woods by themselves. Their damage is pretty limited to the forest in terms of overall. But when they get in your yard, boy, they can kill a lot of trees in a hurry. We got this note from Betty and Scott, and they said, we decided to get away from it all and head up to our hunting shack east of Emily. On one of our first walks, we saw this little turtle that had decided to wake up and catch a little sun. It was on the ice by a culvert. Great horned owls, sandhill cranes, and turkeys are all calling like mad. A wonderful break from everything going on. Thanks for all you do at KAXC. A turtle, that's really early, and I'm glad to get that report. I haven't seen a turtle myself, but the river's right out the window here, and all I need to do is probably wander down and take a look around. And then from Terry in the Bemidji area, a few weeks ago, more and more swans started showing up. About a week later, the geese appeared. The first robin was spotted in our yard last Monday. The first mourning dove was last Thursday, and red-winged blackbirds on Saturday. The eagle that has been hanging around on the nest across the lake for 2 weeks but does not seem to be nesting yet. It was a slow winter at our bird feeders. Chickadees, nuthatches, red and white-breasted. Woodpeckers, blue jays were common sights. We didn't have any grosbeaks or finches all winter. About 10 days ago, purple finches showed up along with juncos. That's it from here. Hope you are all well. And then spring is on the way. While walking at West Twin Lake and Pequot Lakes, we noticed two sure signs of spring, a morning cloak butterfly and a truck hauling a dock barge used to install or remove docks on rivers and lakes. Keep up the good work and stay healthy. And that from Richard in Pequot Lakes. And then this one says, first, a big thank you to Heidi and the staff and volunteers for the extra hour of morning show. Heidi gets my day started on a positive note every morning, and I would like to encourage you to do the same. Send your thanks and your gratitude to Heidi. Heidi, you have my gratitude as well. Thanks for starting my days. I saw my first purple finch on the 15th. He looked a little bedraggled. Thursday the 26th, my first robin. The morning walk, they're back. Saturday the 28th, wow, the air was filled with the trilling of the first wave of juncos. I saw a second non-bedraggled purple finch, a second robin, and best yet, a sandhill crane. And 17 turkeys were back in my yard rummaging around. Now I'm listening for the first frogs out of the swamp. In a few more days, I know they'll be, I'll hear the first croaks. And that from Deb in the LaPorte area. And then finally, from Pam, she says, thank you for all you do for us listeners. Just wanted to tell you, I saw my first butterfly of the season. Such a uplifting moment. Stay well. Thank you all for your emails. Thank you all for your reports. It's so wonderful to know that all of us are engaged in this chance to get out and check out the wilds.